This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abam. We're continuing in Sefer Mishneh Berurah, Simen Kuf Mem Dalad, Seif Dalad. Ein Kairin LaAdam Echad B'Shnei Sefrei Torah. We don't call two people in two Sefrei Torah. Mishum Pegamai, because of the infraction, because of the deficiency. Perosh Shenira. It looks like you are impugning the first one. Aval shloisha gavri b'shloisha svarim, but three people in three svarim. Kagoin Rosh Chodesh Teves shechalios b'shabbos lekam mishum pegam. Three people in three different sefer Torah. So Rosh Chodesh Teves that comes out on Shabbos. So you have the parsha of the week. You have, I don't know, Miketz or Vayigash. Vayeshev, and you have Pinchas, and you have Nasai, then the halacha is, it's not a problem. Says the Mishneh Berurah, B'shnei Sefer Torah, Bein B'inyan Echad, U'bein B'shnei Inyanim, whether it's one Inyan or two Inyanim, Kagoin B'Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, Ay B'Yom Tov. Let's say Shabbos Rosh Chodesh or Yom Tov. Didinahu, where the halacha is, so this halacha is saying you can't call up one person in two sefer Torah. The halacha is shekar lamafter b'sefer acher haniglom mikvar, that you call up the mafter in another sefer that's already rolled umuchan loisay makam, and it's prepared and designated at that place kedei shelo yitzterchu liglo b'tzibras sefer rishon, so you don't have to roll the first sefer publicly. We already learned it's not covered for the tzibur to roll the first sefer. The chenabes of gimel. Ein likrois l'misha ala ba'achroina. We don't call the guy who got the last aliyah on the previous sefer sheyalo hu gam kein lamafter b'sefer hasheni, that he should get mafter in the second sefer. Afilu ein sham acher sheyadei lahafter. Even back in the day where the person who got called up laned, and this guy is the only one who knows how to lane. What do you do? Dinira kamato doifi b'sefer Torah rishon. It looks like you're impugning the first sefer. The neshi chasera, because it must be it's lacking a sharp soul or some other deficiency. Ella, what do you do? Yiglalu hasefer Torah rishona. So in this case, where you're going to have to call up the same balkoi for the second sefer, you will publicly roll the first sefer, but you can call up for an aliyah the same guy in the second sefer. What if imyirtzu likrois lamafter me'akrum shekoidem ha'achrein? What if you want to not call up the guy who got the last aliyah in the first sefer, but somebody who got an earlier aliyah? Hamagen Avram matir, the Magen Avram permits it, the ein shayach pegam. It's only shayach that it looks like a deficiency. When you call one after the other, because they're going to say lama loy kara barishain. They're going to say, why didn't you call up the first one? Ela shechasar haparshabai. When is it shayach, the pagam? That's when you call one after another. They're going to say, lama loy kara barishain. Why did he not get called up to the first one? Ela shechasar haparshabai. Aval kishahivsik bein time b'ish acher, when you're interrupting with someone else in between, havalei ata kakari mechadash. It looks like you're reading again. Now it's considered like you're reading again. So when is a shaykh a pagam? When they get called up one after another. Why? Because they're going to say, why didn't they call up this same guy for this reading in the other Sefer Torah? It must be there's a problem with the other Sefer Torah. They're not going to know that we need to take out a second Sefer Torah because this is a different reading. But if you interrupt with someone in between, So they're not going to say, oh, why didn't you read in the other sefer? It's only highlighted if it's the same guy. But no, that's the opinion of the Magen Avram. This is also the inclination of the Eliyahu Rabba, mitam da'akati yomru, for the reason that they're still going to say, denoida ata psulai shal sefer rishain. The Eliyahu Rabba says, the Eliyahu Rabba concludes like the Bach, because people are going to say, well, they only found out about the psul now, and that's why they're reading in the new sefer Torah. Va'ach b'simchas Torah mitzadeid Eliyahu Rabba d'yesh l'hakal b'zek magen Avram. The mutter likrois lachasan bereshis misha ala kvar b'sefer Torah rishayna, that it's mutter to call up someone for chasan bereshis, someone who already took an aliyah in the first sefer Torah. Machmash de yesh loy oitznifim lahatar sham, because there are additional reasons additional factors to be matter. Now that's very common, because some people, they want to be able to take an aliyah before they eat. And some shuls break for kiddush in between aliyahs and chasan Torah, chasan bereshis. And somebody might say, okay, I want to get an aliyah with all the kids, and then I'll take my chasan Torah, chasan bereshis, so I could actually eat something. So the Mishnah Berurah is saying, you're allowed to do that. You could do that. What are the other factors? Other factors to be makel on Simchas Torah are the Dersh who brings. Everyone knows that because of Simchas Torah, they're doing it, and not because of the pagama of the first one. By the way, the Mishnah Berurah himself concludes that someone who gets the aliyah and v'zayis habracha, he could be chasan bereshis. Now, can a chasan Torah be chasan bereshis? No. What if he pays big bucks for it? Seems like not. You can't. The chasan Torah can't be the chasan bereshis. In a different shul, you could. Not in the same shul. But someone who took an aliyah and v'zayis habracha, he could be the chasan bereshis. Could someone took an aliyah and v'zayis habracha be the chasan Torah? Well, that's also a little unusual, because there you're calling up the same guy in the same sefer Torah twice. Right, because v'zayis habracha and chasan Torah is the same sefer Torah. I mean, it could be the same sefer, you know. Now, what if? Now, this is very common. This has definitely happened. They take out two sefer Torah, they open up the sefer Torah, and they realize they opened up the wrong sefer Torah. They have two sefer Torah. One is rolled to the Kriyas Hayom, and one is read to the Maftir. And they first open. Let's say it's the Kriyas Hayom is Emar, and the Maftir is from Pinchas. So one is open to Vayikra, one is open to Bamidbar, and they accidentally first opened up Pinchas. So now what? Could they close it and switch for the other one? The Bir Halacha says you could roll it and then put it back and take out the correct one. It looks like a pagam. No, it doesn't look like a pagam. You're going to be reading from it soon. I would have said maybe ein mavir in ala mitzvahis. Okay. Yeah, but also, you also can't get the, can't rile up the crowd, you know. Now, what a tzibur that took out a sefer Torah in the Aron Kodesh and they brought it up to the bima, and when the guy's holding it, he realized it's not rolled to the right place. Could he put it back in the Aron and take the right one, or should he not put it back, or not put it back because of Pagama Shel Rishon, and now roll this one? Right, that's also very common. They take out the wrong Sefer Torah. You got the wrong memo. They said take out the Torah with the green mantle. He took out the Torah with the purple mantle. The one with the purple mantle is rolled up to the wrong place. Rav Yaakov Emden brings in his siddur, Tzimach Loikis Achroinim. From the Kaf HaChaim, it's Mashma. No, you can't take out another one. Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld. And V'chein Kazav Shalz Shuv Salmas Chaim. Okay. V'shalz Shuvas Igros Moshe Kazav Da Ovid Kamar Ovid or Da Ovid Kamar Ovid. Igros Moshe says you could follow any opinion. Well, I would highly advise you don't take out a new one. Okay? But the Rav Moshe adds, if the tzibur is not makbid on their kavod, like most tzibors today, you shouldn't put it back. But lu yitzur in your shul, there's going to be rumbling. Rav Moshe says, of course, they know. What shul would there ever be rumbling? But theoretically, if it would cause rumbling, then you should just stay with the Sefer Torah. So even though Rav Moshe says, Minog roiv kihilois bismanenu, is there not makbid on their kavod? I would say, Nishtana hateva. Nishtana hateva. But what if a guy says, So therefore, Rav Moshe says, don't put it back. Roll it. But if somebody stands up and says, put it back, the halachas put it back, then you should be choshes for machlokes and you can put it back. What if it's like the Hashkama Minyan? And at the Hashkama Minyan, everybody knows what's going on. It's not like you're not going to have a guy in the back who's out of the loop and he's going to say, oh, it must be its puzzle. There are 11 guys there. So you make an announcement. Listen, there's nothing wrong with Sefer Torah. Then the Eshel Avram Abuchad says, you don't have to worry about Pugama Yishal Rishain. Now I'm not sure, is that by any situation? I'm not sure. Okay. Vayter, Sivkatan Yurches, Shloisha Gavri B'Shloisha Svarim. You could call up three people in three Svarim, Vadin Trey Gavri B'Trey Svarim. The problem is when you call up the same guy in a second Sefer, but you could call up three people and three svarim, two people and two svarim, and mirza rishon mi'ashalosh, hashloisha likrois, b'sevatar shlishas lamafter. What if the guy who got an aliyah in sevatara 1 wants to get an aliyah in sevatara 3? So it's machlokes like the Bach and the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says if there's a hefsek bein tayim, there's no problem. The Bach says it's an issue. Shechalios b'shabbos. Let's say Rosh Chodesh Teves that falls down on Shabbos, She'echad Korban Yonis Shal Yoyim, V'Hasheni B'Shal Rosh Chodesh, V'Hashlishi B'Shal Chanukah L'Maftir. Okay. So then there's no problem. Leka Mishum Pagam. There is no issue of Pagam. Afilu B'Inyan Echad. Even if it's all one topic. V'Ayin B'Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim is Mesupik. Does this heter apply even with one Parsha? Or does it have to be one Inyan? In other words, does this apply, I guess, only in one Parsha? Or even in one Parsha? Or only B'Inyan Echad? Okay, this concludes Simin Kuf Mem Dal. The bottom line is that you don't call up the same guy in a second sefer. If there's a hefsek bein tayim, Tzmachloikis, Magen Avram, and the Bach. And if you took out a sefer Torah and it's not rolled to, if on the day that there are two sefer Torah and you opened up the wrong one, you could, the Biur Halacha says you could definitely switch it because you're going to be reading for the other one. But if you took out the wrong sefer from the Aroin, that's a machlokes hapoiskim. Okay? Shkayach.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.